The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
Hey, do you have to get up and pee?
Yes, at least once a night.
Okay. So out of the four of us, once a night.
I don't get up at night and pee.
I don't either. Unless, like I said, I'm drinking like heavily or drink a lot of water or something.
I just pee the bed, big fatty.
Been there.
Oh.
I actually have been there.
Oh, remember when you were in the apartment and you were so drunk you wet the bed? That's a story on the podcast.
I did. That was like...
I thought it was me.
20 years ago.
It was you?
Yes. Remember? It was like 20 years ago.
We woke up and it was like, why are the sheets wet?
I had never done that in my life and I've never done it since.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Big Fatty. Just pee the bed.
I thought it was me. Been there.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3229. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 23rd of June 2020, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, it is Voice Letter Palooza. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, closers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're closers. You're closers today because, y'all, if everything is going to plan, Big Fatty will be at the closing to sell the Hat Cave over in Hatlanta. Y'all, as I'm recording, and I pre-recorded this, so you'd have a little show before I headed over to Hatlanta on Sunday, but y'all, last word I got, you know, the closing was supposed to be at 10 a.m. in the morning on, Tuesday, that's today, as you hear this, y'all, on Friday, The lender for the buyer wanted. Oh, Big Fatty, we got a testimonium. I did get a testimonium. It's from the NIP. He has just landed in car lot. Yes, Big Fatty. And the lender is on the West Coast, and they axed. If we could move the closing from 10 a.m. in the morning till 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And I love my real estate agent, y'all. She says, no, he has got a long trip ahead of him after the closing. This is no. And so, y'all, we're the details are still being worked out. In fact, I don't think the details will be worked out until late Monday or Tuesday morning. Y'all, we're trying to do it because the money for the sale is being wired. Oh, Big Fatty, that's so fancy. Being wired. It's being wired estate bank account. Oh, Big Fatty, is another testimonium. I don't really have to be there with the buyer, but so we're trying to work it all out. But anyway, the thing is, the reason I'm wasting so much time, yes, Big Fatty, because you got to fill up 20 minutes. Well, that too. But y'all, there's a chance that if it doesn't close, if we don't close until finish closing until, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, y'all, you don't want to be in the Hatlanta traffic. And y'all, so I may end up staying Tuesday night. Also, I won't know until it's too late. Anyway, y'all, what I'm saying is I'm going to go ahead and pre-record the Hump Day little show as well, just so you'll have a little something in your ear. Big Fatty, can we use a Q-tip to get it out? No, a little show. Oh, no, you can't use a Q-tip. Well, you can plug up your ears with it. Anyway, I'm going to have the Wednesday little show pre-recorded as well, and I think... I can't tell you what I've been doing because I hadn't done it yet. Big Fatty, oh, we know what you've been doing. You've been gassing it up with Big Fatty. Well, that too. But y'all, I think let's just get right into the voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Fart, how's your carpet? So anyway, I got a new vacuum cleaner. I totally thought that this carpet in this upstairs was shot and I was probably going to have to tear it all out when I sell my house someday. And this new vacuum cleaner has just like sucked all the dirt out of it. Carpet looks almost as good as the stuff downstairs or whatever. And so the guy that cleaned this carpet a couple times told me that this getting this to stand back up is never going to happen or whatever, no matter how much I clean it or whatever, which just tells me that his steam cleaning process is bullshit. I mean, excuse my language, because my carpet didn't even look this nice after he was done steam cleaning it. On the other hand, I got to tell you, I've been vacuuming every day since I got this new vacuum cleaner. And basically what it says is we are disgusting pigs and our carpet was disgusting, and we are, which means we're disgusting because we're on the carpet, and so between the two of us we're just disgusting. So anyway, that's the carpet. So I was just wondering how your carpet is.
Yeah, so y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon, and Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Big Fatty, do we have a carpeting bumper? We do not have a carpeting bumper. And I believe that our bumper service is currently on as they say, holiday. I don't know. But Miss Bacon, it's lovely to hear that you were living like pigs. And that it's all better now, and you just keep whacking that carpet. Yeah, Miss Bacon, I've got to say, and thank you for asking about my carpeting. Be ready, vulgar. Does it match the drapes? Anyway, I'm still loving my carpeting. Y'all, it was when I had it put in right before Crema. So that's December, January, February, March, April, May, June. So it's been about 6 months right now. And, y'all, I've paid it all off. And it's just lovely. And I highly recommend the Home Depot if you are interested, especially if they've got a good coupon going on, if you're interested in new carpeting. Big Fatty, either that or get a nice new whack 'em like Miss Bacon.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's me, Paul the Shagetti. How are you doing?
Hi.
Oh, I'm all right.
Oh, yes. I hope you're well.
I've just been thinking about stuff.
Uh-huh.
Well, stuff to do with Robot Big Fatty. You remember Robot Big Fatty, don't you?
Yes, yes.
What?
Well, that was...
Really?
Oh, Big Fatty.
That's Dealey. He's talking this time.
Dealey the kitty.
You're talking this time, are you?
Hi, Dealey.
Yes? Now he's not talking.
No.
Anyway. anyway. We shall continue.
Yes.
So what was I saying?
The robot.
Yes, we've been wondering where Robot Big Fatty's got to, because we just haven't heard from him or seen him.
I just I
spoke to Cuthbert, didn't I? Cuthbert's been looking into it to see whether anyone has seen him recently.
Oh, we've got an Cuthbert. All points bulletin.
I have asked two of my robot friends whether they have seen Robot Big Fatty, and here is what they said.
Oh, yes. Go on.
The last time I saw Robot Big Fatty was about 6 months ago.
Oh.
He was kissing gentleman callers behind the bike sheds.
Oh,
goodness me.
Oh,
that
my.
Was not all, Paul. I asked another robot friend of mine the same question.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
I want you to tickle me until I pee.
Oh,
Cuthbert.
Sorry, that was a private message.
Oh.
It's okay. What did your friend say about Big Fatty?
Oh.
I mean, Robot Big Fatty.
Did he repeat?
Somebody told me that he had been hanging out by the sea and had gotten rusty.
Oh.
It wouldn't surprise me, though.
Oh, it wouldn't surprise
Gosh,
me
Cuthbert,
either.
But why would Robot Big Fatty hang out by the sea?
He might have been down there looking out for other handsome robots in their bathing suits.
Oh, yes.
I suppose.
Oh, yes.
I suppose it's possible.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Guess we just have to keep looking.
I didn't know robots
were... I will ask more of my friends, and maybe we will get a more recent sighting.
A lovely idea.
Okay. Okay, Big Fatty.
Yes?
Cuthbert will keep asking his friends, and maybe we'll get some more recent news.
Lovely.
Anyway, everything's fine here. Nothing.
Good.
Nothing to report.
Good.
Just more episodes of Dynasty.
Social Dynasty.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. More podcasting.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll speak to you again soon.
Okay.
And, yes. Billy's quieting down now.
Oh,
so.
Yes.
At least you heard him this time.
I did hear him.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Bye for now.
Thank you for calling.
Goodbye, Big Fatty.
Bye.
Goodbye, Big Fatty.
Bye.
Why won't anybody ever come and tickle me?
Oh!
If you ask me nicely, then I might.
Oh!
Oh. Dear Gussie.
Dear Gussie, indeed, y'all. That, of course, is the Shy Yeti. Paul, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and I'm glad that you and Cuthbert have an all points bulletin out. You know, I don't know about Robot Big Fatty axing about somebody about peeing, but Big Fatty is kind of like you do in the bed. No, I do not pee the bed. Well, not yet, anyway. Big Fatty. But Paul, thank you so much for the call. Like I said, always lovely to hear from you, and I hope that your summer is going well. You know, it'll start before you know it, Paul. It'll be dark at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Big Fatty, you got the... Oh, Big Fatty, there's another testimonium.
Fart pants. I'm not a doctor, but little Ninny, she smacked her face on her car and it cut a hole in her face. And I looked at it and said, okay, it doesn't look like you need a stitch, which you probably don't want to stitch there anyway. It's about an inch below her eyeball, which she's lucky she didn't get her eyeball. Anyway, so, which is probably another reason why I always wear sunglasses. I always wear sunglasses on gloomy days or whatever. I'm super sensitive to light. Plus, I am really super protective of my eyeballs because that's the last thing I need to do is lose sight in one or lose one. And so anyway, the kids always listen to like all the medical suggestions that I give to them, whether it's ice packs or heat or Elevate or, you know, whatever. And so anyway, I said, just cake like Neosporin on it, put a Band-Aid on it and sleep with it. So I saw her like 2 days later, like I kid you not, between her work schedule and hanging out with her boyfriend, I like hardly ever see her. And so anyway, I seen her and she's like still walking around in broad daylight with a Band-Aid on her face, which she's at work right now and she probably has a Band-Aid on her face. Anyway, I meant to put the Band-Aid on and sleep with it like at night or whatever. And then in the daytime, she could just put like a thin layer of the Neosporin and let the thing get some air. So now I'm going to have to see how the sore is doing and see how. But anyway, Gotti said her boyfriend probably scratched her there. But I'm wondering if it was the door, if it was one of the cats. He's got a couple cats, but... Anyway, either way, it's her face and it's her boo-boo, and I need to remember to check in on it when she comes home tonight and see what it's doing. So, all right. Well, Neosporin, Band-Aids, the cure-all.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon, and Miss Bacon, thank Thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from a medical professional. Yes, Big Fatty. And you said that she hit her face on her car, and I don't know. I'm not quite sure how you do that, unless maybe it caught, you know, she was closing the door and the point on the door caught her right below the eye or something like that. And I do agree with you that Neosporin is a miracle salve. And what am I trying to say? Hey, we don't know. But my best to Bacon Bits, please I think you should probably send in this this consultation for payment, or at least the copay. Fatty, the copay, what is it? She has to wear a band-aid. Well, anyway, thank you for calling. Yeah, Gussie, now y'all just want to remind you that on Friday evening at 8:30 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time, that's this Friday the 26th, y'all, the Pride 48 June streaming event kicks off with the opening show, and that of course is followed by yes, Big Betty, and don't forget Saturday morning 10 a.m. in the morning, it is the Here's Poodle little show. It's a cavalcade. I'm having a cavalcade of stars. And Big Fatty, I've got to go online and test the stream. Big Fatty, it sounds like something about wet in the bed. Test the stream. But but Vader's going to come over and help me with that, because I don't know how to do it, and you'll be drunk. You're probably right. But so y'all, that's all. The whole schedule is over there at thepride48.com. Y'all, all those testimoniums I was getting it were from my friend the Nip. And you know, he lives out there in the California, he and a friend of his are flying in to Charleston. They were in Carlot when the first testimonium came in, and then they're flying into Charleston and renting a car and driving down to the Hilton Head, and the Nip's going to meet his sister and one of her friends there, and they're going to be down at the Hilton Head all week long. They're going to be coming back with the Nip and his friend will be coming back to Charleston on the 27th, and then the Nip will be staying with me until the 30th. So, y'all, it's going to be a busy Pride 48 weekend, and then, yes, Big Fanny, and then all those dirty towels you're going to have to wash, and the sheets, you know, do they wet them? Do we need to get a waterproof thing? What are those things called? Not a sheet, but a cover. Do we need a waterproof cover to cover up where they might TT on the guest? No, I don't think so. Well, Big Fatty, who knows about other fluids? Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, Tuesday, y'all. Like I said, who knows, but I think the, fingers crossed, the Hat Cave will be a thing of the past. But, and y'all, I think I mentioned this earlier, but y'all, I got a little card for the lady that bought the place, and just wrote a little note in there, and y'all, I took some inspiration from the kids over there at the Blime Time as to what to write in there. And Mr. Cackle, would you please read what I've written in this card?
Big Fatty, just be the bed.
I thought it was me. it's been there.
Oh, Big Fatty, that's just lovely for an elderly incontinent person.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.